Wake Up with Darren, Kerry and Sky.
On Kerry's couch this morning, it is the power of radio. Last week, we heard about a young Wentworth man who was really making a change in the lives of the youth by doing dancing lessons. And we said live on East Coast Radio with Darren, Kerry and Sky, please, we need to find you, Sherwin Green. And within moments, I had got an email from the man himself. And so sitting on Kerry's couch this morning, I'm so happy to say hello, Sherwin Green. Welcome to the show.
Let's go. I'm so happy to be here, man. It's such a pleasure.
How did you find out that we were looking for you?
So to be honest, like, I mean, I really have like very late mornings, and the minute I just woke up, like my phone was blowing up from Instagram and Facebook saying, show and Kerry wants her in a couch. I'm like, are you being serious? So it took me like a while. And then one of my close friends from church actually sent me a message saying, get in contact with them, send East Coast Radio message and let's get it done. I was like, done deal. I'm really there already. And I did. I had to.
So let me just tell you something. Sherwin sent me a 23-minute long voice note explaining his life to you, which I'm very grateful for, except the one part when you were speaking about watching people dancing and then you went, and you know, like some old ladies came to, I mean, no offense. Why did you say no offense when you spoke about old ladies speaking to me, Sherwin?
No, don't do me like that. Don't do me like that.
Yes, I could be your mother, but it's fine. All right, so let's get to it. Okay, so Sherwin, tell me a little bit. I know that you were born and bred Wentworth, south of Durban.
Yes,
how did you get 100%. Into dancing for your own self before we even get into you teaching the youth?
Well, dancing was a part of my family for many, many moons. My family had this group called Testify Dance Crew, and they used to dance in our yard and stuff like that. When I was a kid, I was actually raised in 74 Raleigh Crescent. And in this place, it was literally like a dance school for our family. So my eldest cousins, they used to come here and dance every single day, whether they're dancing at church events or party events and stuff. And it's always like a thing that's passed down to generation to generation. And when it got to me, I was like, please, I really want to be a part of it and stuff. And my cousins, it was Daryl and Alvin, they were like the best dancers in my family. And I could really look up to them every single time they went to rehearsals and stuff. I've always wanted to go, whether it's at family's house, a friend's house. And ever since then, like my passion and love for dancing just grew because it's something that also brought our family together. I mean, I'm a person that's all about family. I'm family orientated. I'm a person that's always orientated with people. And I just love the energy that dancing and that brought our family. Like we always knew like the family was going to get together. Maybe it was a Monday or Wednesday or Friday or Saturday, Sunday before, and then we all come back and chill. And all of that feeling of just being whole with your family is the most important thing ever. So that's what kind of brought me to dancing and stuff, because it was always part of my family.
And have you been dancing, I want to say like professionally? I mean, I'm going to say pre-COVID, were you dancing and getting paid for gigs, or what were you doing for work?
Yes, I mean, I did quite a lot, actually. I danced professionally just when I got out of high school, which was like maybe end of 2017. I actually did a lot of gigs there. I also do adverts as well. The advert for Wade for Newcastle in Discovery. I played the lead role. Yeah, I played the lead role in the Toughies advert. I was also in the Mr. Price advert just recently. This is all like pre-COVID, like before all the things went crazy and there's no work. So I was always trying to push my name out there, you know, but I guess timing is everything. And yeah, so when COVID hit, I was like, you know what can I do that's going to push my name further, that I can get to a platform where I can touch many lives and many young people's lives in my area, Wentworth, in Umlazi, in Umhlanga, in Hillcrest, in Pinetown, all these places, because I feel that it shouldn't just be about one certain place. If you got the platform or the help to touch millions, why not do it? Why not take that risk and go for it? And that's kind of my plan. That's my plan.
So then how did you actually get it started? Like, how did you spread the word that you're going to be having this? Is it a dance class or workshop? Does it happen weekly? How did you find a venue? Tell me about that whole process, because it's a lot going into the like back house of that.
It really is a lot. And to be honest with you, Kerry, like firstly, it all started at the back of my yard after August last year, right? I kind of started this thing called #031Hits with a friend of mine, Lindsley Augustine. And I was just saying to him, bro, like I'm tired of like being a recognized dancer in only certain areas, because I feel like I can only go to a limit of how much people know me, you know? And of course, during lockdown and during COVID, everything was about social media. Everything was about dance videos and stuff like that. So we were pushing with our videos. Like Lindsay used to be by my house every single day. Right? They call him August. So August used to be by my house every single day. I mean, like, come, let's make a dance video. And I'd be choreographing these weird, exciting things. Just to think about the John Vully Gay Challenge. We actually were the one, like the first people to actually be posted on their page. As well as Busiswa's page. Like all these huge artists used to post us. And that's what kind of pushed my name for people to actually know about this dancer show in green and this dancer August choreography in Durban, you know? And then, no offense, but like it got kind of like a bit too repetitive. We're doing the same thing over and over. Like sometimes, you know, at the end of the day, views don't pay bills and likes and followers don't actually pay the bills and don't pay what you need to do and actually give you the perseverance to keep on. I kind of stopped with it after like October. And in that time, we did a lot of gigs in PNB, in Durban as well. And then from January, I was like just praying. I'm like, hey, what can I do that's actually going to make my name even bigger and of a greater like accomplishment here, because I want to be known like greater that I can be, just to push. And I just said to myself, right, let me just start dance classes. And I just took a walk one day. This was in Feb. I took a walk to the Bat Center. A very kind lady named by the name of Tabisa is a secretary at the Bat Center. And I was like, please, how much do you charge her? And they told me the fee and stuff like that. I'm like, are you being serious? I was like, okay, cool. I'm trying to get all my ducks in a row. And then...
So wait, stop. When you say, are you being serious? Was it because it was a low fee or because it was such a high fee?
I didn't expect it to be so low.
Excellent. But, well, that's a lovely reply.
What's so crazy, like when you want to try and risk, try to do something, everything just seems impossible, you know? Yeah. So even like the thing of going to the Bat Center was like, yo, what if these people are going to charge too much? And the thing is, I don't really have a sustainable fund or a sustainable thing that can actually keep me afloat. Like, for instance, I teach everywhere.
Yet. Remember, you must say yet at the end of that sentence, because that's how we manifest. That's how we put it out there. You say you don't have a
100%.
Yet. Yeah. It's coming.
Yes, 100%. It's definitely coming. It's definitely coming. And I teach like practically everywhere in Durban at the moment. And all of that money that I'm like accumulating during the week, it pays for my classes, you know? And the thing is, instance, people used to fight to me, big people in the industry or like my close friends, professional dancers to fight to me, why are you making it free? Why it's going to be hard for you to snap into, okay, guys, it's going to be $50 per class from June, you know? Yeah. And that was kind of like the thing I was kind of heading to, because it was really getting hard on my pocket from the 18th of Feb up until end of May. I was really like struggling. But no one needs to know this. You know, people don't need to know your cries, your letdowns, your failures, whatever. As long as you just keep it going, keep grinding, keep your head above the water and keep pushing on, you know, that was my whole thing. And then the greatest thing ever happened was I met a lovely lady by the name of Nazreen. She works for the brand called CK Smooth, and she wanted to bring me on board to do some like dancing, creative marketing for the brand. And I kind of like was rambling on to her about who I am and what I do for the community. And she said to me, how, Sean, but how do you get paid through these dance classes? I said, to be honest with you, I don't get paid, but the feeling of seeing all the dancers and stuff get so excited and happy, and they send you messages. I'm definitely coming. I'm definitely keen. People are asking me, is there still more space? Can I come and join? Can I do this? And that's the feeling, and that's the ambition I was talking about before this. Like I was saying to Lynn, bro, I need something that's actually going to give me the passion and motivation to do what I need to do and what I want to love to do, to share more to others. And she said to me, well, Sean, no problem. I think I know someone that can actually help you assist. And this lady's name was Mosina Majid. She is like the executive for SAS Cares in South Africa. And then Nazreen was like, okay, let me hook you up with a meeting with her. Let's see how it goes. Literally, the meeting came by and it literally took us 5 minutes, Kerry.
Yeah.
5 minutes for her just to say, show and need you say more. I love your energy. I love what you're doing. And from the next month, which was the next month was going to be June, you have full sponsorship every single Saturday.
Stop it.
For me. And I was like, I didn't get to tell her everything. I didn't get to tell her my ambitions, my visions, my goals. She was just like, I see it in you. And she said, not many people can say and take a risk at what you're doing. And for a young man, for the age you are at, I'm going to take like a risk and a chance to be a part of it, because I see something great in you. And I just pray that the rest of Durban sees it too. Because the more hands comes into this, the more this thing can explode. Because I don't want it to be only a dance class. I mean, I know many people that are great singers, great actors, people for fitness, for gym classes.
I'm going to do like...
The vision is there, Kerry, but of course, the platform needs to get bigger for the vision to actually come to fruition.
Well, you when know? You're ready to have someone come teach a yoga class, you please get hold of me. And I need to ask you, with your sponsorship, does it include obviously paying for the space for the Bat Center, but what else does that sponsorship include? Are you going to be able to go home with a little bit of a teacher's fee?
Basically, what the sponsorship covers is everything. Like, for instance, last week I had the likes of, I'm not too sure, this is a very, very well-renowned dancer, Junior King. Mm-hmm. He's actually from PE, the PE Boys, and I kind of had him. Now, you see, the thing is, when it comes to like choreographers out of the country or out of the city, I always bring up Tu Messina and all these people, like, even normal teachers that are in Durban, like the likes of August Choreography, Verb, I'm trying to think of all their names, Martinique Palmer, Tariq, all these guys, I get them also a fee, a choreography fee as well. So even it's coming on board is kind of getting a small stipend or small payments until we get big. Because in the end of the day, from SASA Cares, it's just a start, you see. So of course, with everyone else, they want to see how strong can this thing actually hold for people to actually go, let's do more, let's do greater things. So everyone else that's working behind me to make this work, like photography, videography, I even get lights sponsored by a very cool friend of mine named Bevan. So all these things just come from people just saying, Sherman, we see the vibe, we see the vision, let's go. The money that they give us for SASA Cares, like I put like an entire list down of all, like literally all my expenses. And they said they will cover that every Saturday.
Oh my God.
So every single thing. So, wow. And I think it's just to cover it, you know, in terms of payment, choreographer payment, this payment, whatever. But of course, it can increase when greater things and bigger things happen. And the thing is, like, our city is so gorgeous, Kiri. Our city is so, so gorgeous. And imagine having things like this, event here, event there. Like, people need to realize how dancing, how acting, how singing can change the world. You know, it's so sad how people go, like, especially, like, you have so many things where you go to a client and, like, we can only pay you so much. I'm like, bruh, we the artists. We want to make people excited. Yeah. When people love what we're doing, you know, like, it's so hard to get some clients to pay the normal fee of a dancer, actor, singer we are in Durban. And the thing is, I would love, love, love to applaud one of my agents, Nadine Leventis. She is beyond amazing. Like, she really holds it down for people like myself in the sense of she believes in our gifts. She believes in our talent. So whenever we, like, Nadine would send us a message saying, hey guys, this is a dance thing. And then I'm like, yes, definitely. Because it's hard to be the person to change the game, you know, and she's definitely doing it. So I would always applaud her. There's many people like I would like to thank, you know, that really helped me and encouraged me to be on this road. And the thing is, I'm never going to get there, which what makes the journey even more happier.
All right. So Sherman, I got some questions for you. With your dance classes, they happen on a Saturday at the Bat Center. Is that correct?
Yes.
What time on a Saturday?
So my classes are from 4 p.m. till 7 p.m. For now, I'm trying to only push more of a commercial intermediate style, which is more like an intermediate type of thing of like for all experienced dancers. Once I get more time on my hands, in terms of also the Bat Center's availability, I would love to start junior classes as well, senior classes, as well as classes for adults, as well as partner work classes, as well as like classes where you can come with your spouse or with your husband, with your wife. Just to have like a more moment of like, you know, hey, we've never danced, we've never went out so-called clubbing, like, you know, in words of commas, like clubbing back in the day. Where can we go to actually learn how to do this or learn how to jazz?
I love that. In your classes, do we have a majority? Yeah. Is it mainly still guys or do you have quite a lot of women coming?
I have everyone coming. Like, there's no like more guys, more ladies, more this. It's like just an amazing class. Like every Saturday, my classes get up to maybe 28 or 30 to 35 people.
Wow, you know, it's massive. That's
and the
incredible.
Thing is, it really is, and I can only thank God for that because before I even started these classes, Kay, like there was not much workshops happening at the Bat Center, and when I started these classes, more and more workshops started before me because I only took the slot from 4 till 7. All of a sudden, like now in the space of, let's say, 3 months, there's now like about 3 workshops before me, and which I'm happy about because at least there's movement, there's progression happening in my city called Durban, you know? And the thing is, it's like, even for the community that I'm in, like a lot of people see me and they go, yo, how you do it? How do you do that? And I think it's all about a choice. It's really a choice because at the end of the day, we all grow up in different ways, many ways. We can't compare to the next. And it's our choice to choose if you want to go about this route in life. And if we bump our heads here, we can still change direction. People don't realize that they're not stuck where they are, you know?
And you know what I think is so important as well is that I realized as well, I teach at a yoga studio and yoga for me is also just movement, you know, it's movement. And a lot of the time we're allowing people to come in if they can't pay or allowing them to pay what they can, because this is not a time to be cutting people off from connecting with themselves and connecting with their bodies, especially over COVID. So I really take my hat off to you for offering these classes for free. Sherman, if someone is is listening right now and they feel like they can assist, maybe they say, you know what, I've got like a whole wardrobe of great dance clothes that I don't need. Or someone goes, I want to also, you know, I want to put some money into this sponsorship. Or maybe someone wants to come and join. How does someone get hold of you? Where do they find out information?
100%. Well, they can find out all information or like can come straight to me for any details that they need. I mean, I would love anyone just to help and assist me, because as I said, the greater hands come into this, the bigger I can look and the bigger my vision gets brighter for the rest of our beautiful city called Durban. So you can get me on my email, showandmarkgreen13@gmail.com, all lower cases, as well as my Instagram, showandmarkgreen. Please make sure to check my page out, see what's happening in the past few things I was talking about in terms of social media videos, as well as these dance classes. At the end of the day, I mean, the Bad Sense is really like a home, but it doesn't need to be limited there. Like, I mean, eventually one day you break out and I actually own my entire empire a full arts thing with dancing, acting, singing, and Kerry will be at the bottom with yoga
let's not forget our Mr. Danny Gaselli. Hey, I'm gonna throw him in there because he's great and Danny, he has Gazelle. To come.
You know, funny enough, I actually danced with Danny Gaselli
for real
many years back. Yeah, like I've danced with him a couple of times. I'm sure he knows Jared Watson was actually my mentor from when I danced in dance school called Dance Movements. He was actually my mentor. And Danny Gaselli and Jared Watson are very close friends. And that's how we did a gig with Danny Gaselli. That guy is so crazy.
Well, yeah, he's going to be in as well. And then hopefully we all have you. And is it correct to call a group of dancers a dance troupe? Is that the right collective noun? Is it?
Yeah.
So hopefully we have you and your troupe come and perform for us at East Coast Radio, because I think this is going to be huge, Sherwin, and you're really going to go places. And for someone, a mere 21 spins around the sun, you've done some pretty phenomenal stuff. Well done.
I'm so honored. Thank you so much, Kerry.
Thank you so much for talking to me this morning. I really cannot wait to see where this goes. And to every single person who gets to dance with you, Sherwin, on the Saturday afternoons, I just think that is such an incredible experience. And maybe I can get Sky to come and join me one day. We come and
Let's go. I'll make you burn rubber. Let me tell you something.
Because if you want to put a white woman next to a black man and see who can dance and who can't, you will be very, very surprised at Skashabalala's lack of dance.
TikTok challenge and all that. Yeah, let's go. I'm so ready.
Oh, Sherwin, thank you so much, man. And I'm so, thank you to all your friends that told you to get hold of me.
Oh, thank you to everyone. I mean, I'm so, so grateful and beyond words. And I know this is going to open up many doors. And I just want to say that you got to be grateful for the process and for the journey that lies, because, I mean, just things like this is just nothing greater. So thank you so much, Kerry. Thank you guys too, also as well as East Coast Radio for having me. And it's just such a pleasure. Here's to a great Durban.
Yeah, it's to a great Durban, a great KZN. Thank you, man. I'll speak to you so soon.
100%.
To listen to these moments and anything else you might have missed, go to ecr.co.za and click on podcasts.